This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. Schools often play a crucial role in connecting students with the mental health supports they need. In Chelsea, where school buildings reopened to all students about a month ago, school counselors only had a short time to spend with kids in person before summer break. WBUR's Carrie Young checked in with the district's social work department over the course of 3 weeks to follow the reopening.
As soon as the students walked back in the building, I mean, it was not that you could see smiles behind masks, but like faces lit up and there was just like, oh my gosh, you've grown so much. And it was like, Miss, nice to see you. Hi, my name is Kim Huffer and I am the Administrator of Social Work Services and Social Emotional Learning for Chelsea Public Schools. I do think that there's been a little bit of social anxiety. There's been some themes around body image and being a little self-conscious. We definitely noticed some students coming in and it was like, oh, my hood is up. So it's like, okay, I can still see your eyes. Like, how do we further engage? One thing that I think our district has really done well is the recognition of the need to support adults, so that adults are calmer, right? And are able to kind of regulate themselves to then, you know, help students. We had one student that was like, Miss, I don't understand. Like, my teacher's teaching me to breathe. I know how to breathe, you know, like, so like just, you know, they're figuring it out. Chelsea's been, you know, one of the communities has been hit hard by the pandemic. So we've definitely been seeing students talking about whether it's been losses within their family, worry about virus transmission, again, having multi-generational families and an ongoing kind of conversation that students have had is just that, you know, not wanting to kind of take anything back to maybe the older members of their families. Hi, Carrie, how are you? For high school students, this is their second week returning. We definitely still have the excitement from some students. I think like that honeymoon period of coming back to school is a little bit over. So we've seen our friends and then we're like, oh, there's still some work to do. I think we are seeing a little bit more of some heightened symptoms around, particularly around anxiety. So wanting to take a little bit more breaks from class or spending a longer time in maybe the bathroom. Some students are struggling with just being around people. I will say it is constant. There is always somebody with the school counselors and the social workers. So we are wrapping up our third week with high school students. We're seeing kind of the ebb and flow of motivation. It is towards the end of the last quarter. So I think there is some added stress that students are experiencing, particularly around grades, as well as seeing some burnout from our students. We're just seeing a little bit more, I don't know, like, I guess I would say hopelessness of feeling like, are things going to change? Are things going to get better? For depression and anxiety, what is coming out a ton is a lot more kids that are showing up in the clinical range. Typically, it is norm that 2% of the general population may score within this clinical threshold. And what we found kind of with our data is that it was 9% of our freshman students and 13% of our eighth graders scored in that clinical range. I mean, I've just been thinking about just kind of what students have been carrying with them, right? That maybe we didn't know about. You know, we are going on summer break and kind of really working to partner with our community providers who have long wait lists. So the need is great. And so what can we provide for students kind of in the meantime of like while they're on a wait list? My hope is that next year, like maybe the heightened state of anxiety of just kind of where we are now with COVID and like, again, as we all try to navigate, you know, different mandates or different restrictions being lifted, my hope is there will be an opportunity to acknowledge it, address like the impact it's had on us and, you know, what we've learned from it.
Kim Huffer is the administrator of social work services and social emotional learning for Chelsea Public Schools. This project is funded in part by a grant from the NIHCM Foundation. Tomorrow on Morning Edition, some kids wait months for mental health treatment because of ballooning demand during the pandemic.
If I had a child and I called my doctor for an earache and my doctor said, "You have to come back in 3 weeks," that wouldn't be acceptable.
Our series, Pandemic Generation, continues with a look at how to improve kids' access to mental health care tomorrow on WBUR's Morning Edition.